Item 13B, proposed ordinance number 893, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title 10, Public Peace, Morals, and Welfare of the Wrangell Municipal Code to add a new chapter, 218, on abuse of 911 system, and to amend certain sections of Chapter 10.32 and 10.36 relating to weapons and discharge of firearms. This is a first reading.
I move to approve the first reading and move to a second reading with the public hearing to be held, doesn't say on this one, the 10th as well?
Yes.
On February 10th, 2015, on proposed ordinance number 893.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
If we go to page 4, under prohibited with certain areas, 10.36.010, number A, the service areas are described within one-half mile of any public street, road, or highway. This would be very difficult even for the hunters to do. If any road, public street, or highway, and they're out there hunting, and they have to be a half a mile off the road, I don't know how we're going to take a shot.
You're not, that's within the service area. So basically, we're talking that being, what is it, 12 mile? Anything beyond that is...
In a different area.
I still have a problem with that, and the fact that you've got private property in those areas. We walk the dogs up the gravel road, and we get porcupines and stuff like that, and if I shoot a porcupine that's in the dog, I'm in violation. Is that correct?
That's called defense of life and property.
Okay. What about the guys that hunt out the road like that?
A half mile isn't that far.
If you're dragging a deer, it is.
880 yards, to be exact. So, and once you get beyond the service area, and I'm not exactly sure where that boundary is, it 12 mile or...
Well, the power goes clear to that sawmill, so what are you calling the service area?
It's right out in that area.
So that's like 13 mile or something like that, or 13 and a half, I don't know. I guess my suggestion was if you could refine that language maybe to the 6 mile where the water and the sewer ends. You get pretty rural after that point.
Yes, but part of the trouble with that is that's where you get a little conflict going, because guys from town drive out to 12 mile and start shooting off the road.
You could still put it limited to, typically, in most of the states I've been in, you couldn't shoot off the road and you couldn't shoot over the road. You had to be 50 feet off the roadway.
Across.
Yeah, and so this is the way most statutes read in most states.
And that's true here with state law also.
So it would more conform with state law and other states than, you know, I guess I'm just a little confused why this would be so restrictive in Wrangell. We still are Alaska.
We are, but one of the areas that comes to mind is right up here at the school. And this is kind of where the distances came in line, is because theoretically you could take off Oxford Road and end up shooting right back into the school area, playgrounds and all of that.
Well, I think we could address that into the service area, or the size of it, or the description of it, couldn't we?
Yes.
You know, clear out to 13 mile in the school, they're two different stories.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's...
Well, and if you take, like, out through all the mental health, past the bluffs when you get into the mental health stuff, that's all, what, 600 feet deep, that is private. Beyond that,
would you oppose to that change?
No, that's kind of you guys.
It would have to be done by a vote, because it's a first reading, so it would have to be a vote, and it would have to be an affirmative vote of four, so to make that change.
I will tell you this, though, we have more complaints about people shooting from the Pass Creek Bridge out than we do in.
So Pass Creek's out the bigger problem than in is?
Generally speaking, yeah, because somebody, they start shooting next to their neighbor and doesn't realize where the neighbor's at. They think they're out in the country, and those are actually like 5 acre lots, so they're really not that big. So, I would leave that up to you, but my suggestion would be, I don't think you're limiting anything as far as hunting or any of that goes by leaving it that way.
Well, I suggest we just let the first reading go, and when the public hearing is, if we need to change, we can do it. Let's see what the public...
That's not the proper way of doing it, really.
Okay, how do you want to do it?
Well, if you got changes, make a motion now to change it.
I make a motion that we change the reading to be described as at the 6 mile limit, the end of services, water and sewer. I don't know how we want to read that. Just to describe the service areas to end at 6 mile.
So you want to redefine the service area?
No. Well, as redefine the service area with as regards to this section.
Right, within the, within the service area.
So instead
ending
of 1 half
mile. 6 miles within the service area.
Yeah.
Would be correct.
Something like that.
Mr. Mayor, could I ask a question? Where is the service area out Spur Road? How far out does it go? Does it go out to where the electricity is now? So you won't have the problem
sure exactly,
with the school?
I'm not sure exactly, but it goes pretty much to the end of, I'm thinking it goes pretty much to the end of the paved portion of the...
And then once it turns...
So that...
Gravel,
and then all those lots that are, people have lots out there, those are in a different area that are not part of, they're not part of the service area. There's two sections. The back channel is one, and then everything else in the borough that's not in the on the road system is another.
Before we get any further discussion, let's get a second on that change so we can go into discussion.
Sorry.
No second.
Okay, Ben moved in second. Now we can discuss.
Now, can I ask? Chief, if the service area goes out to the at least
McCormick's Creek.
Yeah.
That
no, I mean, I'm talking Spur
miles.
Road, because I think that's a legitimate problem that somebody could fire, just be disoriented and fire back towards town. If you're going out there that way, how far would you say out
still,
to the end of the service area on Spur Road then?
You're still the end of the end of the power, if that's what you want to call the service, would be Mike's Sawmill.
I think there's actually a legal definition of the service area.
There oh, you're talking
Spur Road, yeah.
Spur Road,
I'm talking, that's my concern. I mean, I think that's a legitimate concern that someone could fire, being disoriented and fire back towards that.
There are state
school,
ordinances
that would be
that
awful.
Say you can't shoot in the vicinity of houses, and you can't shoot across roadways, and you can't shoot.
Well, I understand those. I understand those, but if you're off the road 50 feet or 100 feet or whatever, so if your motion, does it change anything on Spur Road?
No.
Is my question.
No.
Okay. Thank you. That helps how I would vote. Thank you.
So we need to clarify the motion.
You think my motion's a little vague.
So it's in the service area described in WMC 1.06040, and instead of within 1/2 mile of any public road, street, or highway, you want it to say?
No, I want it to say within 1/2 mile of any public road or highway limited to 6 mile. Can we say that? Or implied to 6 mile.
Okay.
implemented it up to 6 mile on the Movia Highway.
Okay, I think I understand. Then when it comes back, you'll work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take a poll vote on the change.
Okay, Assembly Members Blake?
No.
Rooney?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Okay, and so that does not pass because it needs 4. So we're back to the main motion.
Yeah, we're back to the original motion. Now, further discussion on that. And 1036020 exceptions. It is not unlawful to discharge a firearm at a rifle range, target shooting range, trap shooting range, or other area which is posted for such purpose during daylight hours, providing that the chief of police shall have approved the area as being safe for such purposes, and providing that such shooting is adequately supervised and safely conducted. Is there a definition for adequately supervised? Or is that open to interpretation?
I suppose some of that's up to interpretation.
Then I think it should just be stricken out, and as long as it says safely conducted, that's should be sufficient.
What if you had 2 13-year-olds out there at the range by themselves without an adult or somebody?
The way it reads, though, an adult would have to be supervised.
Yeah.
There's no distinction
I could
between
agree to that.
Youth and adult.
Yeah.
We could amend it to say anyone under the age of 18 or whatever age we set must be supervised by an adult.
I agree with that.
So we need a motion. We're in a bit of a pickle because an assembly member can make a motion, but the mayor
cannot. I
can. Yeah. I'll make a motion to amend 10.36.020 exceptions A to change adequately supervised by, supervised by an adult.
A person under.
Providing that the shooting is adequately supervised if a minor.
Yes.
Or minors are adequately supervised.
Okay.
And safely conducted, yes.
I'll second it.
Okay, been moved and seconded. Any discussion on that? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Rooney?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Is there any other discussion on this ordinance?
I had one clarification under 10.32.020 carrying loaded firearms. And I guess what I want to make sure is everything that's in bold there is
that
being stricken and taken out.
Correct.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is just aligning this with state law.
That's right.
As it's already written.
Yep.
Okay.
Because state law says that you can't be more restrictive than state law. So that's a great point to have in our own ordinance rather than just to refer to that so people who would look up our ordinance here could just see it, that it is state law and not.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Roll, please.
On the motion as amended, we have Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now where are we at? Item
13C.
13C. Proposed ordinance number 894. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.20, General Penalty, of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading and move to second with a public hearing to be held February
10, 2015.
Second. Move to second. Any discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly Members Rooney?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed ordinance number, proposed resolution number 01-15-1309. A resolution of the Assembly of the City of the Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, requests that the Alaska's congressional delegation seek an extension on the reauthorization of the SRS program in early 2015.
I move to adopt resolution number 01-15-1309, requesting that the Alaska's congressional delegation seek an extension or reauthorization program in early 2015.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Just for clarification, SRS is Secure Rural Schools. Roll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yeah.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, proposed resolution number... A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the borough's participation in a proposed refinancing by the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank of the Bond Bank's general obligation bonds that provide funds to purchase the general obligation bond of 2006 of the former City of Wrangell under a loan agreement between the city and the bond bank, and authorizing the borough's finance director to approve a revised schedule of principal and interest payments on the city's 2006 bond in accordance with the loan agreement if the bond bank successfully refinances its bonds.
Mouthful. That was a mouthful.
It didn't have the resolution number.
It's in the middle. Sorry about that.
Move to adopt resolution number 01-15-1310 that approves the participation in the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank's refinancing of the 2006-A series general obligation bond and approves the revised schedule for principal and interest payments.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Jeff, can you tell us what we're doing here?
You want to address that? He's the one that was talking to the guy when I was on vacation.
I take it we're just changing the name of the note. Is that what we're
doing?
No, it's refinancing at a better rate.
Okay.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Lee Burgess, Finance Director, 8.7 miles of Mobile Highway. So I was contacted by the director of the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank, letting us know that they're pursuing, along with their issuance of some new debt to some other communities, the opportunity to refinance some existing bonds that approximately 10 other communities around the state have out there. And those bonds were issued around 2005, 2006 and become callable, meaning that communities have the opportunity to refinance them if interest rates have dropped since those bonds were issued. And they have significantly, interest rates are pretty low. So our participation in this would basically take our 2006A series GO school bonds, and we would be able to refinance them for the duration of the remaining schedule, which will be until about June of 2021. And what that participation will accomplish for us is approximately $60,000 in present value savings over that term, so about $9,000 a year. One thing to sometimes consider with refinancing is just the cost of going through that process. There's always some costs associated with getting the help of your bond counsel and other associated closing costs that there might be. However, those costs are probably going to be pretty significantly outweighed by the about $9,000 a year in savings we would have if we participate in this. So the schedule for the kind of schedule for getting this to happen is kind of tight according to the bond bank's usual schedules, so they're trying to close this group that they're pursuing in the middle of March, and so they had a teleconference with communities around the state to see when assemblies would be meeting, and that's usually the process by which they would refinance bonds. And, so we communicated with them that that we would tentatively pursue this, and given the savings involved, we thought it would be worth doing.
Question.
Go ahead.
First off, refinancing like this, is it going to affect the term of the loan as far as how long it will take to pay it off? And if we were to do it, will it affect our credit rating in any way?
So to the first part of that question, the duration of the term of paying it off would remain unchanged.
Okay.
And so we would pay it off at the same date. It would just be that the debt service cost that we would pay along the way would be reduced. So, and to your second question, I don't believe that the refinancing would significantly alter the credit rating of the community. The Alaska Municipal Bond Bank is kind of a go-to organization that helps a lot of communities around Alaska finance their capital improvements and other projects. And by using the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank, communities are able to get pretty competitive rates that they wouldn't probably be able to secure all by themselves. So a former finance director and borough manager might know a little bit more about whether credit ratings could be affected, but as far as I know, that really hasn't been a consideration I've been concerned about. So.
We kind of ride on the coattails of the state, or the Municipal Bond Bank, which is an authority by the state. And so we're kind of blessed with them being in that. Although you have your own kind of little portion, I guess if you were a terrible risk, they would still do it. You might, you know, you might get dinged percentage-wise, interest-wise, if you were like them. But we've always had a good record. We've paid all our bonds. You know, and like I said, being associated with the state's program, like a lot of small municipalities are, Anchorage, a lot of those, I think they do their own thing and have their own people. But the smaller communities, this is really the way to go for us. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item F, 13F, approval of the engineering services for the Shoemaker Bay replacement RFP project.
I move to approve the proposal for the contract design services for the Shoemaker Bay Float Design Project to PND Engineers Incorporated.
I second.
We have moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of a construction contract award for the Wrangell City Dock Fender Pile Replacement Project.
I make a motion we approve the construction contract award for the City of Wrangell Dock Fender Pile Replacement Project.
Second.
We have moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Somebody yes. Tell me what that is.
On the face of the dock, uh-huh. As the tour boats or big boats would come in and land, there's the concrete dock, and then there's a bumper system, and attached to that bumper system is wood pilings that go down there, and so it's part of the system, so when they hit the dock, there's some jib there before it does hit the cement okay. dock. And we actually bought all the materials to do this, and we were hoping to break it up into smaller pieces that kind of people around here may want to do the project. It didn't work out that way. They decided not to bid on it, and so Western Dock and Bridge was the only bidder. It did come in a little bit higher than I guess we'd hope, but we do have plenty of money in the grant that we have to do that, and we'll have money left over to do some other things down there. that we plan to do. So it is within the monies we have, and it is kind of close. The materials and this bid together are in the ballpark of the, what the engineer's estimate was originally. So.
Jeff, what is the modification 104?
Oftentimes what happens with bidders is they have to have a sealed bid to us, but they are allowed by fax, or someone could bring it in beforehand, to bring in a modification. So a lot of times they'll get their sealed bid into us, so they're official, but then they can modify it because nobody knows what the original number was. So they can say, we're, you know, deducting $104,000, and nobody would know what that means because they don't know what the sealed bid is. So they're allowed to do a modification. So when we open the bid, you open the bid first and then you say, is there any modifications that they submitted? And then you take the sealed bid amount and subtract the modification as part of the bid. So that's what that is. It's a method for them to, you know, if they're trying to get last minute numbers or something from subcontractors or that sort of thing, that they can get their bid in. And then if someone said, you know, we can do that cheaper, they can do a modification. But when you're trying to send stuff in the mail and all that, they want to make sure the actual bid gets here, but they can still dicker and try to do things cheaper or whatever for right up to the bid time.
But that $104,000 that's less than...
Yeah, so their bid was $431,750, and that's subtracted, so the actual bid that they submitted would be $300 and whatever it was there. Yeah.
Yeah. 327.
Do we have a timeline?
There is a timeline, but I tell you the truth, I don't know exactly
like this
what
summer?
Oh yeah, yeah. Let me hear this spring, so.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Rennie?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H was approved under the consent agenda. 13I, approval of an appraisal to modify an existing Tidelands lease for Sea Level Seafoods LLC to include a portion of ATS 81 adjacent to ATS 1114 Track B, as requested by Vern Phillips of Sea Level Seafoods, LLC.
Move to approve the appraisal for modification to the existing Tidelands lease described as Lot 1, Sea Level Subdivision 2, a portion of ATS 81, Wrangell, Alaska, and to increase the annual lease amount from $3,804 to $4,236 as presented.
Second.
Then moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Rennie?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13J, approval of a budget amendment to the Wrangell Medical Center.
Move to approve a budget amendment for fiscal year 2015 Wrangell Medical Center budget in the amount of $582.31 for discrepancies found following the audit.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
That's
$582,031.
Is
that what I said?
Yep,
sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I've talked to both Marla and Olinda on the subject, and Olinda briefly addressed it when she was here. What happened was during the budget process and the audit process, the accountant that was up there at that time made some errors in, I think, both the budget and the some of the audit stuff that had to be, that was presented to the auditors that needed to be corrected. And some of those things were kind of, instead of doing an entry that would be actually an expense, a bad debt expense, which usually is an expense, it actually went the other way and showed as revenue versus instead of an expense. And she kind of explained that earlier in that, I think that $248,000, there was a number there, and with some other things. And I think there was just some, when the budget was done, I think the person that did it, I don't know if they'd been here very long, or, you know, I don't know why, but there was just some errors made in that that followed along with the errors in the audit. And so when they talked to me, it was significant enough to come back to the assembly to clean that up to be what it should be and more on actual versus something that was not correct to start with. So so anyway, that's kind of in a nutshell. It's just to clean up and make the budget correct what it should have been to start with. So.
Yeah.
So will they be able to meet this budget? There's not going to be any. They'll still balance their books. It's just a bookkeeping movement of funds.
Yes, it's in their paper budget, and I think they've had to do. They've done a bunch of things since that time.
Yeah.
That things that they've had to cut back on, and I think they have. I think they're doing some things up there that have made some sense financially. We looked earlier at their numbers here, and even though the salaries shifted, if you looked at those three lines together, so the salaries, benefits, and professional fees, that and the professional fees used to be some of the rental things. But as an example, the three of these together now is substantially less than the three in last year. So I think they're doing some things, and I know Linda's worked very hard to help them tighten the belt up there and do some kind of a frugal approach to the whole thing, and I think that's certainly appreciated by me. And I think she's trying to kind of right the ship there. And but again, sometimes as you're at the mercy of your finance person, you need to believe what they're saying. And if you do, and then it's wrong, you know, you're in a. Lee wouldn't do that to you. So so anyway, I think it's something they needed to clean up. I think it's more of a paper thing at this point that they need to actually reflect the actual what's going on versus the error that will happen. So.
And they're probably not going to come back to the city and say we had this error in our budget of $582,000 and we need that money from the city.
I haven't got that indication at all from things they told me. It appears that things are getting better. I mean, they're not going to be loaded with money, but it sounds like they're doing some things that their cash flow is doing a lot better than it was, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago. So. Yeah.
Question.
Go ahead.
I guess what I would like to see is the number of patients and the cost per patient break down. Meaning that every time we see a patient, is that number staying the same from year to year, or is that number getting, you know, we've added employees, we've done different things. I want to see if that cost per person is going way up, and what kind of a move we're making there. You can have all the numbers in the world, but if our clients are dropping. But I realize this is
how it's interrupt you for a while. Okay. That we have a body that's elected to do that is a hospital board.
Correct.
They are the ones to oversee the day-to-day operations. And it's not the job of the assembly to get micromanaging. We get into that and we get problems because they are elected just like we are. So if you have questions, there's nothing wrong with asking a question. Jeff, could you find this out for me? And he can go that way. But as a body, I think it's the wrong thing to do.
Well, I can see that making sense of the numbers is all I'm trying to do. Your book, you ain't big, you're trying to make sense of it.
We do have our the workshop scheduled for February 10th. And so, you know, if you have questions that you want me to, because Marla did ask if we could send them ahead of time, just shoot them to me through email. And I'm sending those along to her so she can have everything ready for that meeting. So.
And if I may.
Yes.
Just in general, I know with things we're running into with insurance costs, a lot of the requirements of the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, is on these small hospitals, there are just more and more paper requirements which require more and more people to stay open. If you're not doing those, you're not going to get reimbursed from Medicare and other people if you're not. But yet it's requiring more and more bodies to do all this more and more paperwork. And it's I've had several discussions with the staff up there, and it is a challenge. It's something that just doesn't seem to be doing anybody any good. So
any further discussion? Call vote, please.
Assemblymember Rooney?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. You have a breakdown there, a summary of the expenses. Item 15, executive session. We have none. Schedule. Item 16, adjournment. We will adjourn this.
Mayor Jack, I know I'm out of order, but could I address the assembly?
Not at this time, I'm sorry. Persons to be heard is the only time.
I heard that part. I just feel this is important for the city.
Well, you can certainly put it in writing to us.
That's fine.
We'll adjourn this meeting at 8:05.